Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know, Monday, the 1st of July, 2019. To get you started, the most important tennis event of the year has arrived. It's time for Wimbledon. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, and Rafa Nadal will enter as favorites as they have for most of the last decade and a half. But some in the tennis world are wondering whether it might be time for some newcomers to take hold, with all three stars 32 or older. Meanwhile, on the women's side, Serena Williams just graced a Wheaties box for the first time in her career and has won Wimbledon 7 times, with the most recent in 2016. But she isn't the favorite to win it all. That would be Ash Barty, a 23-year-old Australian, fresh off winning the French Open last month. But you should probably count out Serena at your own risk. As she told reporters on Saturday, quote, "I know how to play tennis," unquote. You can tune in beginning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. A new law in California will require background checks for ammo sales. Beginning Monday, nearly all buyers will need to go through background checks before being able to buy bullets. The new rules mean that the amount of time and money required to make a purchase may increase. As it stands, the state has some of the strictest laws in the country surrounding firearms, including a ban on most assault weapons and restrictions on the sale and possession of large-capacity magazines. There's also a 10-day waiting period before the sale or transfer of a firearm. The state says that the new law is meant to protect the public by helping to keep ammunition out of dangerous hands. Law-abiding gun owners have argued that the law is an unfair inconvenience, but gun safety advocates are convinced that such changes are in the interest of public safety. Next up, there will be some new government restrictions in Vermont, where a 92% tax on e-cigarettes is set to go into effect. Vendors and consumers alike must acknowledge the so-called tobacco products tax beginning on Monday. In addition to e-cigs, other items under the new law include vaping liquid cartridges, and more. And consumers who buy products under the new law must also abide by taxes already in effect, meaning they must pay a sales tax on top of the tobacco products tax. NBA free agency has hit the ground running. All eyes and ears have been on Kevin Durant for weeks, wondering where the superstar will end up. And the answer is New York, just not the Knicks, like some around the league expected. Durant will instead join the Brooklyn Nets, where he plans to sign a 4-year, $164.3 million deal, and will be joined there by fellow stars Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan. As USA Today Sports' Jeff Zilgit explains, the Nets are set to become one of the league's great teams for years to come.
The Nets have a free agent that they can build around and become a championship contender. Now, here's one thing to remember about Durant. By all accounts, he's going to miss all of the 2019-20 season as he recovers from that Achilles injury. But let's look at all the reasons Durant was such a coveted player in free agency this year. He's one of the best players in the world, one of the best scorers in the world. He can get you a bucket at any time, and he has become a force on the defensive end as he's gotten older into his career. There's a reason Durant is a former MVP and a 2-time finals MVP. He's just that good. He has a long road to recovery with this Achilles injury. There is some doubt whether or not he can come back the player that he was, but there is a lot of belief that he can return to at least an all-star level, and that's why Durant was still sought after during free agency this year, even though he's going to be out next season.
Meanwhile, Kemba Walker is leaving Charlotte for Boston. Jimmy Butler is heading from Philly to Miami, and Al Horford will go to Philly from Boston. Deals cannot become official until July 6th, and there will likely be plenty more moves on the way this week. To stay up to date, head to USA Today's free agency tracker. And last up, new laws in 3 states, Michigan, Florida, and Tennessee, will greatly limit the amount of opioids that doctors are allowed to prescribe to patients. Beginning on Monday in Michigan, doctors will be prohibited from prescribing more than a 7-day supply of opioid medication for patients in acute pain. The law aims to make opioids less accessible, ideally in turn creating fewer addicts and fewer overdose deaths. You can catch new episodes of Five Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. That includes the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. Five Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.